Study in prayer as we look at what the Lord teaches us in His Word in regards to prayer. We'll be reading the book of Acts chapter 13 beginning in verse 1. The Bible says in Acts 13 beginning in verse 1, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, 'Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.' When they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, thank you for the privilege to come to your word for guidance and direction. And I pray that you just give me the words and wisdom, preach thus saith the Lord in regards to prayer this evening. I pray you'd speak to our hearts. Lord, I prayed each and every one of us would listen to the direction you give us into the Word of God, that we would not only be hearers but doers, so that it would benefit us, so that we can be used of you in a mighty way. Again, Lord, we pray at this time that you bless it, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Entitled my message, "And When They Had Fasted and Prayed." When they had fasted and prayed. We have many privileges as Christians. One of those privileges is to minister unto the Lord. That is a privilege we should not take for granted. If we're saved, we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we have a privilege to minister unto Him. And we can minister unto Him through prayer. We can praise Him for what He has done in our life. We can praise Him for the works that He has accomplished. We can praise Him for the earth that He has given, the things that He has created, the lives that He has made. But when we consider what prayer is at the time we take the prayer, in this passage of Scripture, we see that there's also fasting. Fasting, although we don't speak about it much, is an important part of prayer as well. It's important because it gives us power to our prayers. The reason why it gives power is, let me just let you know, is fasting is nothing special in of itself. Fasting, what it is showing to God is we're sincere about what we're praying about. We have a heart's desire for God to work in a special way in what we're praying about. Fasting adds power to our prayers. So if we're going through great difficulties, if we're facing a turning point in our life and we don't know what to do or where to go, if we're at a point where we just are looking for answers, it's okay to fast. It's okay to seek the Lord's face through fasting and prayers. Jesus taught in the Word of God that it gives us more power when it comes to our prayers. The Bible says the following. I'll read it. You don't have to turn there. In Matthew chapter 17 and following. "Then said Jesus, answer and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place. And it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Fasting is an important part of faith. It's showing the Lord, I'm taking this step by faith. Fasting is not something we do just expecting God to do something. Fasting is to show us, showing God that you have faith. You believe He's listening to your prayer. And you prove it by your actions. You're saying, God, I know you're listening, and this is why I'm fasting. I want you to work in this place in my life. I want direction in this place in my life. And I'm showing my sincerity by fasting. Fasting is simply a tool to show the sincerity of prayer, as it is God who does the work, not the fasting. God is the one who answers prayer. It is a prayer of faith. It is God who answers prayer. That is what does the work. It is the God who answers prayer, not the fasting. Never, ever get caught up in thinking, the more I fast, the more my prayers will be answered. It's more than that. It's showing sincerity. That is what it is for. We see in this passage of Scripture in the book of Acts that they're ministering unto the Lord. And as they minister unto the Lord through prayer and supplication and fasting, the Holy Spirit separates them for a work to do, to go somewhere, and to do something. Today, as we look at prayer, we will see that by it we can minister unto the Lord, that fasting is a tool to use along with prayer, and the result is God speaking to us as to what to do. Let us first look at this evening, ministering unto the Lord in prayer. Acts 13, verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. We often think of prayer, and we heard about even this Sunday, as a way which we take our burdens to the Lord, and it is. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're in a place where you're just at the point where you feel broken, your heart is overwhelmed, cast all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. It's a privilege to bring your prayers before God. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, 6 and 7, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. However, one of the most important parts of prayer life is to minister unto the Lord. It's to take the time to speak to God. It's to take the time to let God know how you love Him. And praise Him for the things that He's done in your life that week. Praise Him for what He has promised you. To give Him praise is an important part in the Christian life. This is a time we thank our God and humble ourselves before Him. This occurs many times in the book of Psalms. We read about this. Humbling ourselves before the Lord. The Bible says the following, Psalm chapter 117. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people. For His merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. We minister unto the Lord when we take the time to praise Him. And praise is important because it also increases the power of prayers. What I mean by that is when we're sincere and we're talking to God as if we're talking face to face, and we're praising Him and thanking Him for who He is, and we're sincere in our heart in regards to that, the Lord listens to us. He hears us. And it's a great blessing to Him. Our prayers, I'll mention it in a little bit, the Bible speaks of as being a sweet incense to Him. They're something that are special to God. We minister unto the Lord when we take time to praise Him through prayer. The Bible says the following in the book of Romans chapter 15. Turn there if you would. Book of Romans chapter 15. And we'll begin reading it in verse number 9. Romans chapter 15 and verse number 9. Romans 15 and verse number 9, the Bible says the following. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy, as it is written, for this cause will I confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with His people. And again, praise the Lord all ye Gentiles and laud Him all ye people. And again Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Again, I'll mention it. We show the Lord sincerity when we praise Him. And we minister unto the Lord when we do so. it is a blessing to our God to praise Him. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 71, 17 and following, O God, Thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared Thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed Thy strength unto this generation, and Thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto Thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. We praise the Lord for what He has done when we take the time to minister unto Him in prayer. It's a time to humble ourselves. It's a time to reflect and look at ourselves and look at God and what He has done. It's a time to realize, God, we need You. Look at all the things You have done. Look at Your greatness. Look at Your love. When we look at God and we reflect on God, it allows our hearts to be more open in our time of prayer. Because we see Him for who He is, and then we can see ourselves for who we are. And when we see who we are and who He is, it gives us that desire to learn more about Him and to reach out to Him more in prayer. Let us take time in our life to minister unto the Lord in prayer. It is these prayers that are a sweet-smelling savor to the Lord. And I'll read that in the book of Revelation, chapter 8. Turn there, if you would. Book of Revelation in chapter 8. And I'll begin reading in verse number 1. Revelation, chapter 8. And verse number 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayer of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. I'm going to read from the book of Revelation chapter 5 as well. You don't have to turn there. The Bible says, And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests. We shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. The Bible says in 5:8 that the golden vials are full of odors which are the prayer of saints. When we take the time to minister unto the Lord in prayer, it is a sweet-smelling savor to Him. The prayer of saints is a blessing to God. And we want to be a blessing to Him. He's been a blessing to us. Think of all the good things that God has given to you. There's not only salvation, there's more than salvation. There's a life worth living. There's purpose. Life and life more abundantly. And when we take that time to praise the Lord in our prayers, it is a time in which we minister unto the Lord. And when we minister unto the Lord, great things begin to occur in our life. It opens our eyes and it opens our hearts and it opens our ears to hear what God has to say to us. Not only should we minister unto the Lord in prayer, but we should understand the importance of fasting while praying. The importance of fasting while praying. The Bible says again in Acts chapter 13, verses 2 to 3, and they ministered unto the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. It is important to note while they were ministering unto the Lord and they were in prayer, they were also fasting. And fasting, like I said, in of itself is no special power. But when it's done with prayer, it increases the power of our prayers. When done right. I say when done right because if you're just fasting willy-nilly and you're doing certain things in order to consume it upon your lust, the Bible says if we do such things when it comes to prayer, that we're not going to have our prayers answered. The purpose of fasting and prayer is to see the hand of God working in your life. It's to see God to do the work which only He can do. It's to take the time to be sincere with God so that He'll do great works among us. The Bible says in regards to even fasting and the importance of it, the following in Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 and following. The Bible says in Matthew 9, 14, then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast off, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. Jesus, when he was here on this earth, the Bible says they didn't have any need to fast. When they were with him, they didn't have a purpose in it. The bridegroom was with them. The Lord Jesus Christ was there present with them. But he said the time would come when he left that they would have to take the time to fast. It's because it is a time where when we're fasting, it's a time necessary when we're putting away our fleshly desires to see God work in our life. It is to, in a sense, soften our hearts and make the things that are invisible, the spiritual things, more visible to us. It is why it is important. It is saying to God, I am sincere and I desire to see you work in my life. It is most important to do when facing the most urgent matters in life or dealing with our greatest trials. It's simply a tool used to see God work more in the prayers in our life. There is no great power found in prayer and fasting. It is found in the God who answers our prayer. I don't want anyone to ever forget that. But when we come across great difficulties, I would encourage you, as long as it is wise for you to do so. I don't know everyone's medical condition. Maybe some people can't do this and it's not good for certain people with diabetes and all these other things. I just want you to do it within the parameters of the Word of God. When you need to make tough decisions, take the time to fast so that you can see the Lord work in your life. The Bible says the following in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verses 2 and following. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant of mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. When Daniel faced great difficulties, he prayed and fasted. He was sincere in his prayer. He had the desire to see God do that work which only he could do. And that is the importance of fasting. The Lord was teaching his disciples, and I mentioned this already when it came to casting out demons and doing great works. He said that these come not by prayer and fasting. Sometimes it takes a little bit more effort in our prayers to see God do the certain things in our lives. Sometimes it takes a little bit more of us giving of ourselves to Him in prayer instead of having our desires fulfilled. Faith can move mountains, but we show faith by our actions. Faith can do a lot of things. You say that you have faith. If you truly have faith that God is going to answer your prayer, sometimes it's good for you to prove it. Not to other people around you, but before the Lord by fasting, showing God, you know what, I'm being serious about this. The power came not from fasting, it comes from God, faith in God. And this is no different than what is made mention in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 13. Turn there if you would. The book of James, chapter 5, and verses 13 and following. In regards to the power of prayer, is the prayer of faith. We know that does the work, but there are certain things that God tells us to do at certain times in order for great works to be done. The Bible says in James chapter 5, verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. In this passage of Scripture, the Bible says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. It says that you anoint them with oil. Some people might look at this passage of Scripture and say, well, it's a prayer of faith. You don't need to do anything except for have a prayer of faith. But the anointing of the oil, it's simply a step of obedience. And that is what faith is it not? Simply doing what the Lord tells you to do. He tells you to go down to that dirty river and baptize yourself 7 times and get up out of the water, and then you're going to be cleansed of leprosy. And some people will look at that, why? I have a clean river right next to me. And it has nothing to do with the river. It has everything to do with simply obeying God and the standard He's given. And the work and the prayer and the things that we accomplish in our life, it has nothing to do with the things that we're doing. It has everything to do with God. And if we're simple, like childlike faith, obey Him and do these little things, God answers our prayer. God does great things in our midst. These are tools to increase the power of our prayer. By showing that we sincerely believe that God is listening to our prayers. The result of ministering unto the Lord in prayer and fasting is God speaks to us and leads us to His work here below. He makes things more evident, more plain, which brings me to my last point, and I'll be done. The result of prayer is God speaking to us. The result of prayer is God speaking to us. The Bible says in Acts chapter 13, verses 2 through 5, the following. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. When they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. And from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, the preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. When they had fasted and prayed, the church was gathered together, they were fasting and praying, they were ministering unto the Lord. The Holy Ghost said, separate. Separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. The importance of prayer and fasting is so that we can hear God say, I have a job for you. So that we can still hear that still small voice when He says, run up to that person down the road there. I'm working in his heart right now. He wants to know me. And so you hear that still small voice and you run up to that person down the road. Just like when they ran up to the Ethiopian eunuch. It's to keep our hearts sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord and His direction. It's not these special feelings or whatever that come across us. It's just simply listening to the Spirit of God. And we're more sensitive to the Spirit of God and His work in our life when we're involved in prayer and in fasting, when we're sincere in our prayers. We can hear things more clearly. Our radar turns on. We can see things we normally don't see. Doors that are normally closed are opened. People normally we never have thought we'd have an opportunity to speak to, we have an opportunity to speak to. And you know what I mean. The times when you pray for God to open that door, to be a witness to a person, something will happen or certain things will come together in a certain way so that you have the privilege to minister unto that person the Word of God. All of these things are a result of sincere prayer. It softens our heart so that we can still hear the small voice of God. People are separated to preach the gospel in other areas. People within the church are called out when we're involved in prayer and fasting. We have our radar. We have the ability to see what God wants us to do. The Bible says in Acts chapter 8 and following, Acts 8:26 and following, an angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for the worship, was returning and sitting in the chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come unto him and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? And then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Prayer has a great way of opening doors like that. When you're involved in prayer, you're sensitive in prayer, you're ministering unto the Lord in prayer, from time to time, as God puts upon your heart, you're ministering unto the Lord and you're fasting, God's going to open doors. But you're never going to see that door open like they had in the book of Acts unless you put some practice to your prayers. You step out in faith and once in a while you fast. You step out in faith, and once in a while you witness as the Spirit of God leads you to witness. You need to put footsteps to show the sincerity of your prayer. While the act of prayer and fasting does not mean that God is going to call you out to the assembly to go somewhere abroad to preach the gospel, it does mean that God is going to answer. And He's going to work in guiding your footsteps as to what to do. We will see God working in and through our life and the lives of others within the church. When we minister unto the Lord, we speak to Him, we'll see things more clearly. When we fast, when we're dealing with certain things in our life, we'll see things more clearly. And then we'll hear the Spirit of God say to us, I want you to do this. I'm working in your life. This is what I want you to do. And God will do that work which only He can do, and it's a result of prayer. And going to Him in prayer and being sincere in our prayers so that He can do that work, what He wants to do in our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank You for Your love and Your mercy. We thank You for